This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Ain't never fun, y'all, going out with somebody only to get ghosted. You've done it before, countless times.
What, ghosted?
Yes.
I've been ghosted, though, once.
Exactly. Once?
Once.
No,
sucked.
Not once. Really?
We're here to help out Jordan, who went out on a great date but has not heard from Nicole. We're going to try to call her in just a moment, but why don't you give us the details? Good morning, Jordan.
Hey.
Good morning. Hey, how you guys doing? Hello.
So, tell us about Nicole.
We were at a comedy show at the Creek in the Cave downtown. We were booked at the bar before the show. We started kind of chatting at the bar. And then the coolest thing happened. We ended up sitting right next to each other at the show and started joking around about how bad the pre-show playlist was. It was absolutely dreadful. So, but we had a good laugh, and we laughed all night long. We exchanged numbers. It was really cool. And she agreed to go out. So, A couple days later, we went and grabbed dinner at Torchy's in Cedar Park. She was funny, and she's beautiful. I'll tell you what's crazy. We even shared queso, which I don't usually do since I'm a little OCD about sharing food and, it touching and stuff. I'm one of those weirdos. Anyway, the night ended with a hug, and she texted me later saying, she had a great time. So naturally, I asked her out again, and then nothing. So
you said, let's go out again, and she didn't respond at all?
No. She said, yeah, like it sounded like we were going to go out again. And then,
but when you texted nothing, her and said, let's coordinate something, she didn't respond.
Yes, exactly. That was it. After we left each other and started texting, then it was just like a ghost town. So she never responded. I don't know what I did, but I must have done something.
When you ghost these boys, Audrey, do you say, yeah, let's go out another time?
Oh, you mean if I went on a date with them?
Yeah.
Back in the day? Uh-huh. Yeah, I would probably make it seem like I wanted another date.
And then you just blow them off?
Why would you do that?
Because I wanted them to have a nice time.
The nice time has got a very, very, very short expiration date.
Wait, you knew while on the date you didn't want another date with them?
Yeah. You just let it fizzle, though. Like, it fizzles out. Otherwise, it's just like, I don't recommend this to anyone else, okay? This is not a good move on my part, but me personally, prior to who I am now, have just simply chosen to ghost because there's less confrontation, and I feel bad.
So we got Nicole on the phone. We begged her to join us. And again, Nicole, we're not here to make you look bad. We're not on anybody's side. We're just trying to help Jordan get some answers. If it's closure, it's closure. If it's miscommunication, we're hoping to clear that up. But why don't you give us your side of the story?
So, this might sound ridiculous to some people, but at dinner, he ordered 3 different tacos, took 2 bites of each one, and left them sitting there. He barely ate any of the queso as well. He barely touched anything. And it was just, I don't know if he wasn't hungry or what, but it just gave me the vibe that he's either super picky or really wasteful. And for me, That's just kind of a deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker. I'm sorry. I got a little animated. I didn't mean to judge on that situation. Yeah. But tell me why. Like, I just want to get in your head. Why is that a deal breaker?
So, I mean, food's important to me. I grew up in a family where we finished what was on our plate. You know, we didn't waste food because there's so many people who don't have food. Mm-hmm. So when I saw him just leave almost everything untouched, I thought it's just probably not a match. So I didn't call back. It's just too much to go through all of that confrontation.
Mm. My mom is very much like that. And I thought over the years, and she even knows too, she was always like that. I had to finish every single thing on my plate. That's
really?
Where I got, yeah.
You never finish everything. Is that why?
Well, now I'm able to make my own decisions.
But that, oh.
Wait, she always does.
Well, she does, but she...
I don't.
Yeah,
yes.
I notice you leave stuff all the time, but is it because you were forced to eat?
It took me a long time to get
wow.
to that point. It took me a long time to get to that point where when I'm done eating, when I'm full, I'm full. I don't want to eat anymore. But I used to force myself to eat more.
Oh, gotcha.
Because that's the way I was raised.
Hey, that's good for me, though, because like whenever I roll up with Booker, like for instance, like one night we were out and he like had a couple sliders left. I'm like, you can eat those? He's like, no, I'm full. I'm like, thank you. And
yeah.
I come clean up.
Yeah, please. But even though she knows that it's wrong,
mm-hmm.
my mom, she still can't help herself. So if we're out
mm-hmm.
and I leave food on the plate, she'll lean over and she'll eat the rest of it because she cannot see food going to waste.
Wow, I gotcha.
Anyway, I guess I understand.
This is kind of how I feel when it comes to recycling.
What you mean?
Like when I see these old men down the hall, they throw paper in the trash can and I can't just walk by.
You have to literally grab it out of the trash and put it in recycling.
Yes, because it feels wasteful to me. And same as that, I guess it's the same sort of thinking where you're like, that feels like a waste. I'm not this way with other people. If they have food on their plate, I'm like, do what you want. But actually, at therapy, they'll serve us meals. And what drives me nuts that they do is if it's like sandwich day,
mm-hmm.
they'll put out like 10 slices of cheese, even if there's only 5 people. And they just throw those extra 5 away. I'm like, why did you not just put out a few slices at a time? It
yeah.
makes me so mad. And they do the same thing with bread, too. Like, everything. They put out extra everything and then just throw it all away.
Why don't they? Yeah, if you want more, if you're like, hey, you know, I think I'm going to have 2 slices of cheese, then you can ask for an extra slice of cheese, right?
Yeah.
Instead of just willy-nilly putting out extras and then throwing it away.
Oh, it's everything. The whole meal they
yeah.
do this with. Oh.
For being in a group where people are easily triggered, for them to intentionally trigger people by leaving excess food out, that seems a little reckless.
But it also might trigger them by not putting enough food out.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. It's a lose-lose.
Could they do double cheese?
In this situation, it is a lose-lose, Jordan, unfortunately, because you're just doing your thing. We don't even need to get into
yeah.
why you didn't eat that much, but clearly it was an issue for Nicole. It hit, and she was like, instead of talking about it and just going through all that, I'm just not going to talk to the guy anymore. So, okay, well, it doesn't seem like it is a fit for one another, but at least you guys had a good time at the comedy show and had a good time at Torchy's up until the taco situation,
yeah.
right? And we wish you the best moving forward. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.